Audio 3.38. Last week, my friend Kate sent me this photo and a short message, cool or not. I replied that the sunglasses looked great and that she should buy them. Later, when I was checking my Facebook, I noticed an advert on the page for the same sunglasses. A few days later, something very strange happened again. My parents and I were talking about visiting our cousins in Krakow. My phone was next to me, but I wasn't using it. Well, the next day, when I was shopping online, an advert appeared about holidays in Krakow. This is crazy, I said to myself. Was my phone secretly listening to me? I checked online and I found out that smartphones can, and they do, spy on us. A lot of apps on your phone use everything to get information about you. That's why many apps ask for access to your contacts, emails, texts, photos, microphone, and camera. But why? Well, it's all about money. Companies use data from your phone to offer you products or services you might be interested in. But some apps may not ask for permission first. That's scary. So what can you do about it? Just go to the settings in your phone and see what each app has access to. You'll probably find some of them have access to the microphone and camera. For apps you want to keep or those that can't be uninstalled, it's best to turn the microphone and camera off. That way, they can't record you. Oh, and if you don't believe me about spying, maybe you'll believe Mark Zuckerberg, the boss at Facebook. He covers his laptop camera and microphone with tape. Maybe you should too.